At a bend in the Potomac River, about 30 miles south of Washington, D.C., there's a fleet of ghost ships, shipwrecks that rise eerily from the water at low tide. It's one of the largest collections of shipwrecks in the world. Jacob Fenston of member station WAMU tells us how the ships ended up in the Potomac and why they've recently become part of a new National Marine Sanctuary.
Donald Chomet has a photo from around the time when he first saw the ghost ships.
1958. That's me. That's my little brother.
That morning, the Potomac was socked in with fog as the boys and their dad puttered through the river at low tide in a small motorboat. Suddenly, rising from the water, the wooden bow of a steamship.
It just loomed out of the fog.
Altogether, there are about 200 shipwrecks packed together in the area known as Mallows Bay. For Chomet, the sight was instantly entrancing.
It just caught me. It just captured me.
Over the years, Chomet's curiosity about the ghost fleet brought him back again and again. As a marine archaeologist, he spent decades digging into the story of how the ships ended up at the bottom of the muddy Potomac. That story starts just over 100 years ago, in the days after the United States entered the First World War. In 1917, the U.S. began a massive shipbuilding program, an emergency fleet of 1,000 wooden steamships to be built in just 18 months. They would carry supplies to rescue our allies in Europe, almost like lifeboats.
Launch the lifeboat from the freedom landing.
This song was written to mark the launch of 95 of those ships in one day, July 4th, 1918. According to Chomet, it was the largest ship launch in world history.
Look at the side of that. Someone has smeared the word remember.
Joel Dunn is showing me around the shipwrecks of Mallows Bay by kayak. He's president of the nonprofit Chesapeake Conservancy. We glide past the skeletons of ships, metal ribs showing above the water. Osprey have built huge twiggy nests on some wrecks. Others have become small islands sprouting trees.
To some people, this may look like trash, but to animals, it's structure and function and habitat. And to me, it looks like history.
History doesn't always end in glory. In the case of the emergency fleet, the Great War was over before the ships ever made it to Europe. By then, the wooden steamships were already obsolete. A salvage company bought the lot of them for about what it cost to build one. They picked them over for valuable metals, then towed them to Mallows Bay to set on fire and sink in the shallow river.
I'm excited too.
Did you really?
Burning and sinking the ghost fleet wrought havoc on the environment, and building the fleet was a colossal waste of money. But now, it's a resource drawing tourists and federal investment.
So everyone's going to be paired up. And these are tandem kayaks.
Kimberly DeMar is owner of Atlantic Kayak and does tours at Mallows Bay. She says the designation in September as a National Marine Sanctuary has been great for business.
My phone has been ringing nonstop, emails constantly. Over the last couple weeks, it has been ramping up, and I expect that to continue.
The ghost ships have had another lasting impact, reaching far beyond this quiet stretch of river. According to archaeologist Donald Chomet, the process of constructing the fleet during World War I turned the U.S. into a shipbuilding powerhouse.
When the war was over, we are all of a sudden industrialized on a scale we have never been before.
All that history is now mired in the muck of the Potomac River, but you can still catch a glimpse of it at low tide. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Fenston.